This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, we did not see follow-through to the upside today after the great gains that we saw on Friday and just the good gains that we saw almost all of last week. And we started off higher this morning on the opening, but didn't take long till we started playing both sides of unchanged, and then selling took over and put us on a negative close today for our live cattle. We also saw a third straight session of lean hogs close a negative today also. Now, at mid-morning, choice box beef was down 70 cents. Selects were up 99, had a movement of 81 lows. Cattle killed today of 110,000 head, and we saw higher cash cattle trade last week in our feed yards. On the close today, April live cattle 65 lower, June cattle down 95 cents, April feeder cattle 17 lower, May feeders down 37, and April lean hogs were down a nickel.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375. Tom, what's up bringing some positive news to the grain markets?
Well, I think we had a combination of things today, Leslie. First of all, we started the overnight trade Sunday evening on the positive side, and we held positive throughout the session, closing a positive session for the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans. Most of the buying was fund buying, technical buying, short covering, and positioning in front of tomorrow morning's 11 o'clock USDA supply and demand report. As far as fresh news, we really lacked anything out there to really motivate this market. At the close today, our May KC wheat was up 8.25. July KC wheat closed 8 cents higher, and May Chicago wheat was up 7.5. May corn closed 2.75 higher, with July corn up 2.25. May soybeans closed 8.25 higher, with July beans up 8 cents, and May cotton were 72 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Use 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.